Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 133 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. To preview the upcoming season, joining us now is CJHL President Brent Ladds. Brent, welcome to the show. Did you enjoy the offseason?
Thanks. You know, yeah, the offseason was good. It was busy. We put a team together, a select team out of the CCHL, and headed over to Russia to play in the Sochi World Cup team, club team championship, and kids represented themselves well, represented the CJHL well, came home with a bronze medal, and it was, competitively, culturally, and educationally a very good experience for all of them.
That's a great thing. Is this a taste of things to come? Will you guys be doing more of this kind of international all-star things down the road?
Well, it's something that we've talked about, and this is an opportunity to try it again. The Russian Federation, actually the KHL, that looks after the tournament, were concerned that they hadn't had a Canadian entry for the last couple of years. They've had entries over the past years from the CHL, and I think the Fort McMurray Oil Barons were the last CJHL team to go over there, and it was pretty evident from what we've seen in the past that to take a club team over there, we'd have a difficult time competing. So with the 10 leagues in place, we petitioned them to see if we could bring a select team from one of the leagues and got approval for that. And we have age restrictions that we have to put our select team together with, but at the end of the day, it was a pretty good experience.
And great exposure.
Yeah, looking ahead, I think we'd like to do it again. We've just got to find the right dynamic.
That's pretty cool. An incredibly emotional return as the Humboldt Broncos played their first game since the crash that claimed 16 lives early this year. The score was really secondary. The game was amazing, televised coast-to-coast, commercial-free on TSN. How special was it to see not only from the town of Humboldt, but the province of Saskatchewan, the entire country of Canada, around these guys and supporting them after this major tragic event?
Well, I think it was a pretty tough emotional evening for a lot of people, and I think the community, and I should say, TSN did an unbelievable job putting that production together, right from the people on the ground, the broadcasters, and Paul Graham, coordinated from a production standpoint. I only got an opportunity to see it about a week ago, and it was so well done. I made a remark earlier that within that community, given the iconic status of that hockey team, I don't think there was anyone in Humboldt that didn't have a volunteer job that night, and boy, did they ever execute well.
Pretty amazing. Recognition of what happened that night and continued recognition internationally for your players. NHL Central Scouting released its preliminary players to watch list ahead of the 2019 NHL Draft. 16 current CJHL skaters are on that list. Of note, Victoria Grizzlies forward 2017-18 CJHL Rookie of the Year, Alex Newhook, is ranked as a potential first-round pick yet again. How incredible is it for you to see the kind of exposure and recognition you're receiving in this league with your players?
Well, I think it's something that we've been talking about for years, and it seems to go in cycles, and we've had a strong alumni classes in given years, but it's becoming much more consistent now, I'd say, in the last 4 or 5 years. And as you mentioned, 16 players there now. There are still a host of other players that are still on the secondary watch list that could crack that list before the spring draft again. And and again, Alex Newhook's on there. We've got two additional skaters in the classification of B group skaters, and another 13 in the C classification. So hopefully we'll see a lot of those at our prospects game as well in Okotoks in January. And there may be some other additions, as I mentioned. I think people are learning, parents, kids, that this is a pretty strong route to a professional career, either putting their time in the CJHL and how well these players have done in their roles after they graduate from the CJHL has been phenomenal.
Hey, Brent, thanks a lot for this, buddy. We're really excited about the new year. We'll talk again down the line.
Thanks, Gino. Thanks for all your help.
That was CJHL President Brent Ladds, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.